This is In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis joining me here on the other side as we are joined this morning by Manhattan Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Jason Smith. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, fellas. How are you today?
Doing well.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you still living down in the downtown area?
I am not.
So you don't have
married,
just that
I
short
got married
one block
and we
walk.
Moved out west.
You got married and moved west.
Yeah, moved west, young man. We're in the Miller Ranch area now. So
all right. Good for you. Way to help build those local numbers.
That's right. I brought four new people to town as part of my marriage, so I'm increasing the population.
Then what?
Yeah. By the way, Dave, I haven't seen you since our awards event. I just wanted to tell you again what a great job you did. And we had over 2,000 views of our awards this year, which we think is outstanding.
Excellent. Well, that was a lot of fun to work with. Thank you for asking me to be a part of it. And, you've got all kinds of other things that are coming up, and that whole virtual aspect is, the word virtual comes into play in all of them probably, doesn't it?
It does. It's actually been an interesting process. So we're debating our events for 2021, and of course, one of our major events is the Regional Leaders Retreat, which we have had every year for a number of years. This year, we decided to move it for 21, move it to Manhattan, and because we normally have had that out of town for a variety of reasons, but not the least of which is to support our hospitality industry. And that was scheduled for January, and our board made the decision this week to push that back, date to be determined. But we feel very strongly that kind of event is tough to do virtually. You want to have dialogue and you want to have people that have conversations. And of course, it's virtual is really good for a lot of things, but it's not necessarily conducive to having dialogue and having group discussions. However, our annual meeting is in February, and because there's so many things in our annual meeting that are used to recognize the changing of the leadership from year to year and a number of other things, we're going to move forward with that. But that will probably, unless there's some dramatic change, we will probably have most of that as a virtual activity. So, as you look at these things, some things work virtual. In fact, we may have discovered some things work better virtual, but some things you still have to have in person. So we're trying to adjust to that and hope that the vaccine comes out and we're back to some sort of normal by spring, summer time frame.
Yeah, and no doubt. And I think that's encouraging. Maybe delaying that meeting will help out the Convention and Visitors Bureau a little bit here, too, when you can host in-person events. I know they're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's been a real challenge for our CVB this year. But I will say that Marcia and Karen, who are our team over there, are doing a great job planning for the future. We have the new gyms that are coming online at the rec centers. We have the convention center expansion. So there's a lot of things moving forward that will increase our infrastructure and our capacity to hold certain events. And so they're making plans so that when we have a little more clarity in what's going on in terms of having meetings, they'll be able to hit the ground running and we'll get those. We'll get a lot of our meetings back and hopefully get some new meetings, events, and sporting tournaments.
Well, no doubt. And Karen's a good friend of us here. We really appreciate all the work she's done.
Karen is a great friend of Manhattan. She loves Manhattan, and I've discovered most of Manhattan loves her back, and so we're lucky to have her in that position.
Well, usually we take this month of December to reflect on the past year, and unfortunately this year has been not a lot of fun to look back on, but there's been a lot of things that you guys have gotten accomplished at the chamber. I know you spoke the other night at the city commission, gave your year-end report, and it's been just a number of challenges really this year.
Of course, it's been a different year, that there's no doubt about it. We started the year with a lot of plans and expectations that turned around on us in March. But I'm really proud of our team, not just at the chamber, but all of our economic development partners, we did a really fast pivot and went into what we've called triage mode, where we made sure that we contacted our businesses and our small businesses and made the tools available to them to try to survive through the pandemic, because it at various points it was a challenge, and I think we're headed to another one of those points where we're going to see some challenges as well. But so, for instance, we immediately were able to implement the emergency loan fund. I think we even got that approved in the first commission meeting in April, and had the first funds out on the street by the end of the month. I was looking at another community where I used to live. I won't mention any names, but they just got their first program out on the street a couple of weeks ago. So the speed to which we were able to do that, and that was a combination of city staff, chamber staff, and then of course the commission approving those funds out of the Economic Development Fund. And we ended up, I think, with about 85 businesses that accessed those funds for about $385,000. And then, of course, we worked with the county on developing a direct-to-business grant program through the county's CARES Act. And we're just wrapping that up. And we got about $2.6 million of that facilitated to small locally owned businesses. Those were targeted specifically to those entities. And those were grants up to $15,000 to help offset costs that companies accrued during the pandemic. And then we just had a number of other, we worked with companies on how to apply for federal programs. We had training sessions. We had speakers from the state, local, regional governments. And I'm really proud of the efforts that we did in that process. It wasn't something, obviously, that we had planned. It wasn't something, obviously, we wanted to do, but it was something that was important and important to our local businesses. And so we've gotten a lot of positive feedback on that. And we were again, happy to have been part of whatever effort there was to keep the community going through what was really a difficult time.
As somebody who works as a champion for local businesses here in the community, we haven't seen a lot of businesses that have had to go under. I know there've maybe been a handful of them, but to that point here, how fortunate have we been here in Manhattan that we haven't seen a lot of that?
Yeah, I know this seems strange, but I think it's a little early to tell. There was a lot of funds that came into the community through federal programs that I think really helped through that process. Obviously, they occurred last summer, so we're probably towards the end of where those funds have been able to help. We got a pretty good boost this fall. I mean, I think it seems like, just from reports, that once school came back, many soldiers leaving the community. So it seemed like the fall was pretty good. However, with students leaving early this semester, as opposed to when they normally leave Christmas, I think we're at a point that's pretty critical. And of course, we're watching, as everyone else is, the discussion on stimulus out of DC. And we're hopeful that the two sides can get together and come up with a package that includes some additional relief for small business. I believe they have a couple of programs in both versions to help small business. And so we are encouraging our legislators to support that, and would obviously encourage anyone in the community that wants to help Manhattan small businesses survive, that send a letter to your congressman, to our senators, and ask them to continue to push for that. And I think all of ours do. So I'm pleased with our representation on those issues. But I think we're at a pretty critical point that if we don't get some relief, it could be a challenge for some businesses starting the first of 21 and in the first quarter. So hopefully we'll get that done, and that'll help. And hopefully we'll have a good Christmas. It seems like there are a lot of people out. I don't have any empirical evidence on that. It's just anecdotal, but it does seem like there are a lot of people out shopping when I'm out and about. So hopefully we'll get a good Christmas season and get some relief from the federal government, and be able to survive through till the vaccine is widely distributed and we're back out in a normal capacity.
Yeah. You know, January is typically not a great economic month for a lot of things because you come off the busy Christmas season and then people are holding on to their money in January. So I could see how that could be a little bit of a struggle going forward.
Yeah. Especially if December doesn't come out as well as it normally does. And so that's again, yet to be determined and what impact will students not being here and have on that. And so I think we'll find that out fairly quickly.
All right. We'll take our first break here on In Focus. We're talking with Jason Smith from the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. We'll take a break. Back with more after this on News Radio KMAN.